Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. 9:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by Katrina Hittner.
Hello.
Good to have you here. Thanks for being here, Kat.
Happy to.
We have got some fun stuff lined up in this hour. We're going to get into some That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day. We have some entertainment news right around the corner. We're also going to touch on our schedule for the day and sports schedule as well. But speaking of sports, Katrina, we have been doing this thing for about a month or so, the New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway.
Right.
We've been having a lot of fun with this. It has been a blast. It is time for us to announce the winners.
This is exciting.
It really is. Is one of those, my favorite things about radio is one of my favorite things to do is announcing winners. We love giving things away.
Yeah.
Maybe nobody more than me. I really enjoy this part of this. This, of course, was a giveaway for two tickets to the January 1st game, Packers versus Vikings. These are club tickets, so these are nice seats.
Yeah.
Going to be warm, going to be in a good spot. Mm-hmm. I do want to announce really quickly a shout out to these local businesses that hosted the boxes for us.
Yeah.
Big thank you to Hoozles at the Lakes and Rome. Love our friends over at Hoozles.
Long,
great relationship. Yeah, they really do. You can't have a drink of water out there and not have a good time.
Yeah,
like it's just a great place. La Taqueria here in Wisconsin Rapids, one of my favorite places to eat.
Yes.
God, I'm so thankful they moved into town here, that we have a La Taqueria. It's really good food over there. Really appreciate them. Stopped by there last Wednesday, I think it was, right before Thanksgiving to drop off some more slips. They were so happy having the box there. They had such a good turnout, so many people coming in and out. It was a really nice interaction, really nice talking with them. Our good friends at Jennings for many years. We've worked with Jennings, known our friends over there.
Yeah.
Very similar to Hoozles. You can't go to Jennings and have a bad time.
Right.
Like, it's a great place.
Yeah.
One of my favorite places to go and just like have a meal or have a beer or go sit with my friends.
Yes.
I love the atmosphere and the ceiling and just everything about the building.
They've done such a good job with that building.
Yeah.
It's great.
They really have. And of course, our great friends at Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. Mm-hmm. Shop the pig. Support local.
Mm-hmm.
Love Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah. They have so many unique things you wouldn't expect in a small town grocery, which is so fun.
Great people. I've never been treated badly by anybody at a Piggly Wiggly. Mm-hmm. In all the years I've lived in this state, never have had a bad experience at Piggly Wiggly. Mm-hmm. Great place. And of course, our Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa here. And just a big thank you to all of those businesses. A humongous thank you to the best listeners in radio. Every single one of you guys. You made this so popular.
Mm-hmm.
Steph sent out the email yesterday of the qualifiers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And like it's in text, but I can feel her jumping through the screen with excitement how happy she was with this turnout. Thank you, everyone, for this one. We had hundreds of registrations, if not thousands of registrations for this. We got lucky that we didn't run out of paper. It was great. So thank you so much, everybody, to make this possible. I have dragged this out long enough. Let me announce this. The four Packer ticket qualifiers are Petra Inderhalahal, from Scandinavia, Wisconsin. She registered at La Taqueria. Petra will receive a $50 gift card from La Taqueria. So happy. Congratulations,
yes,
Petra.
Yes, that's amazing.
Also, qualifier David Colby from Wisconsin Rapids. He registered at Jennings. He's going to get a $50 gift card from Jennings.
Awesome.
And Ken Hilgers from Nacoosa registered at Piggly Wiggly. He's going to get a $50 gift card from Piggly Wiggly.
That's great.
And Brenda Petrowski from Adams. She registered at Hoozles at the Lakes, and she's going to get a $50 gift card from Hoozles at the Lakes.
That's great.
Now, keep in mind, everybody, that we will have somebody from our staff call you, and we'll let you know when you can come pick up your prize.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were in your car getting ready to head over here, just hang on.
Just
hold up.
Pause for a second.
We'll give you a call. We'll let you know when we have these gift certificates in studio, and you can stop by and say hi and pick them up. And now the moment you've been waiting for, everybody. Yes, thank you, Katrina. Drum roll. Nicely done. The Green Bay giveaway winner is Dave Colby.
Woo!
Dave Colby from Wisconsin Rapids.
Nice.
Congratulations, Dave. Now, you heard me just mention Dave won the gift certificate from Jennings.
Yeah.
Along with that, Dave has won himself two tickets to the January 1st game, Green Bay versus Minnesota. all bets are off. Yeah. It is going to be a good game. I almost guarantee that.
Yes.
And I guarantee Dave's going to have a good time.
Oh, yeah, he is.
If you see Mr. Colby today, congratulate him. Mm-hmm. Dave, congratulations. Thank you so much for playing along. Thank you, everybody, for playing along and having so much fun with this. Mm-hmm. I hope we do like 90 more of these things.
Right?
They're just a blast.
So fun.
We love doing this stuff. A big thank you to Civic Media for backing us on these things and supporting us. We've been really fortunate the last couple of years with Marcus and Heart of Wisconsin and Sage and Mike and the gang over at Civic. We've been able to do so much more for our listeners and interacting with our listeners. And I'm sorry if it seems silly on my part, guys, but it gets me. It really does. I waited so long to be able to have this opportunity, to be able to do more with our audience, be able to give more to our audience, be able to show how much we appreciate our audience. And not only do we have, in my opinion, the best sales staff you could ask for and the great marketing team that you can ask for. Steph and Ashley over there are doing great. Heather was great when she was over there as well. But our team is just so engaged in this stuff and caring about this stuff. And that's not just us here in this building, but the people outside and people higher up and people who don't always have to care about these things necessarily. They're in a different market, and they still do. They get engaged and they, hey, what about this idea or that? It's the collaboration and the support I could never express how thankful we are for. And and it all starts and ends with you guys out there. So big thank you, everybody.
Absolutely.
Big, big thank you. Shout out to everybody that played along. If you, if you're sure, you're not sure if you won or if you didn't catch the name or something like that, reach out to us. You can. I think the quickest way to do that would be emailing me, james at WFHR.com. Just email me and we'll get this information out again. And I'm sure we'll be repeating it, tomorrow's show and Friday's show and that kind of thing. So keep on listening. But again, a big shout out to all these winners, Petra, Dave, Ken, Brenda. And again, a big shout out to Dave Colby, Green Bay giveaway winner.
Yeah.
Now, again, keep in mind, everybody, wait until we reach out to you about those gift certificate, those gift cards. We'll reach out to you and let you know when we'll have them in studio. And then you can come by and pick them up and say hi. Since we're talking a little bit of sports, just rewinding for a second, Katrina, I did want to let the audience know, for those that did not hear, yesterday on WIRI, our sister station, we had Lincoln High School basketball. They were hosting Appleton West, and the boys ended up not pulling that one off, but making it a close game. Appleton West 63, Lincoln 59. Get them next time, Red Raiders. Get them next time. Looking at our sports schedule, we've got some great stuff on the radio a little bit later today. It's a puck night, WFHR Wisconsin Hockey Hour. Join us as Coach Granato joins these airwaves at 7:05. Been an interesting season already for the Badgers hockey team. And one of those things where there is no downtime for them. The Badger hockey team is always in the running, always got a good squad. Should be interesting to hear what Coach Granato has to say. When Katrina and I are done hanging out this morning at 10, we'll kick off Morning Magazine. In part one, we're going to welcome in our good friend Katie Wright, events director over at the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. We are going to preview the Nakusa area hometown Christmas. We'll be talking more about that then. Looking forward to it. We've been touching on that a little bit here and there. And then in part two, we get to welcome in McMillan Memorial Library's new director, Kathleen Eckert.
Wonderful. That'll be fun to talk
about. Yeah, Kathleen, I've gotten to, certainly because of my mom working there and all that, I've gotten to hear a little bit about this wonderful human being. She is incredibly smart, incredibly talented. Really looking forward to having her join our airwaves for the first time and get to know her a little bit and kind of what she's looking to do over in McMillan, what she's continuing to do, and how things are looking over there. We've heard recent stories about the budget and things like that. So plenty to talk about with her and looking forward to getting to know her today. That'll be again at 10:30.
Nice.
A lot of fun stuff lined
up. You got a great lineup there.
Yeah, it's a good job. I got a good job. Little entertainment news for you now. Tom Hanks. So back in the day, like Cary Grant was kind of like the chairman of the board. There wasn't really a head of actors. There wasn't a lead actor, but he was kind of the elder statesman.
Sure.
You know, and then after a little while, Frank Sinatra kind of took over. Sinatra kind of became this guy that was the voice for actors. For decades, for centuries, actors were just talent. They didn't get any. I mean, you got a paycheck, and you were lucky to get that.
Right.
The hours, the things that they, not just actors, but child actors were asked to do, and things like that were insane. Guys like Cary Grant and many others, along with then Frank Sinatra and guys like that, would end up kind of changing a lot of those things. And certainly many, many under hundreds of other people behind the scenes. Well, George Clooney has kind of become that sort of this generation.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I don't begrudge him that. I think he just has earned that and deserves it and everything. But what I always say to my fellow actors and my SAG members and everything, like, I think we miss this one because I love George Clooney and I think he's very talented. Mm-hmm. But Tom Hanks, I mean, Tom Hanks is the guy. When's the last time you heard somebody say, oh, that Tom Hanks, I don't know about him. Mm-hmm. Or, oh, I don't like that Tom Hanks. Like, mm-hmm. nobody likes Tom Hanks. Like, everybody likes Tom Hanks. Mm-hmm. There are people that Tom Hanks got into a fight with that still like Tom Hanks. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's that kind of guy.
Yeah.
And it's certainly that, and his talent speaks for itself. Two-time Oscar winner, multiple-time nominee, yes. SAG winner, all these different things. The man has literally done it all.
He has.
He starts out in drag doing Bosom Buddies and mm-hmm. movies like Man with One Red Shoe and Volunteers and Splash, and ends up going on to become one of our most celebrated dramatic actors. Mm-hmm. And then he goes behind the scenes and becomes a great director.
Right.
The thing that he did after those Oscars is be able to kind of like breathe. Mm-hmm. Okay, my career is set.
Yeah.
It's not about my legacy. I've got a future paycheck. Mm-hmm. It's what acting is all about. Ed O'Neill was on set once for our TV show and was talking to a bunch of us. And I had a little 5-minute conversation with him on the side, and I was going over my lines and everything. And he was teasing me like, you know, got those down already, you know, that kind of thing. And, he says, yeah, it's great. It's really cool to see the focus and everything, and you know, put everything you got into this job, but always be thinking about that next gig. It is mm-hmm. all about that next job as an actor. Mm-hmm. You have no, you, if you're in TV or something like that, maybe there's a consistent paycheck, but sure. that's not a guarantee. Mm-hmm. You could be the greatest actor in the world, and your next job is not guaranteed. So it's all about those future gigs. So Tom Hanks gets a chance to breathe and look at what really matters to him. I know mm-hmm. I have a job coming up. I know there's always going to be gigs for me. I care about our veterans. I care mm-hmm. about our soldiers. Mm-hmm. What can I do with this silly talent I've been giving? How can I help veterans? How can yeah. I help soldiers? Mm-hmm. Or anything? I'm an actor. I'm talent. You know, what do I do? And he decides, I'm going to learn more about this world. I'm going to learn more about these stories. I'm going to get behind the scenes more and everything. There's a great story of Tom Hanks and Matt Damon, Vin Diesel, Ed Burns, all these young up-and-coming actors. And they're getting ready to film Saving Private Ryan. And they took boot camp for this. Mm-hmm. And so there's a moment where they're in a foxhole and they're all in their gear and they're all set and they're in the moment and they're trying to, you know, really believe in the, you know, being what it is to be a soldier and all these things. Well, a caterer comes around and offers all these guys a bottled water. And Tom Hanks goes, holds up his canteen. He's like, no, I'm good. Because he's in character. He's doing this stuff and everything. Every one of those actors was about to grab a bottle of water, saw Tom Hanks do that, like, oh, no, we're good. We're good. Immediately mm-hmm. backed off. Like, no, right. I don't need bottled water. Like,
right.
That is what Tom Hanks is to us as actors. Mm-hmm. He is that elder statesman. He is that guy that we look up to, that guy that we learn from and everything. Not just because he's so talented, but because of the things he does behind the scenes.
Sure.
And all of this that I've been rambling about is to build up to this. Tom Hanks just launched a packaged goods company called Hanks for the Troops, Hanks for Our Troops, and it's spelled HANX.
Mm.
And he is giving 100% of its profits to organizations that provide aid to U.S. military veterans and their families.
Cool.
Let me say that one more time. 100% of the proceeds, profits, all of it going right to our U.S. military veterans and their families, not just the veterans, but and their families. Their first product is coffee. It comes in 3 different flavors: Tom's Morning Magic Blend, First Class Joe, and Sergeant Peppermint. Sergeant Peppermint is also a great name for a cartoon character.
I love it. That is so good.
I would watch a cartoon with Sergeant Peppermint.
Yes.
You can buy all 3 flavors in pods while First Class Joe is available in grounds, and Joe and Morning Magic Blend are available as coffee sticks. Tom says, quote, by choosing our coffee, you help support those who choose to commit their time and efforts in defense of our liberties for the good cause that is the American way. Every penny of profit says thank you to them. We owe them our gratitude. We owe them our gratitude, eh?
Absolutely.
Tom turned Canadian there for a second. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that was. there is doing, you know, public service. There mm-hmm. is doing, you know, giving of your time and things. And then there is above and beyond. Mm-hmm. And this is above and beyond.
Yeah.
100% of the proceeds, all yeah. of it going right there. Like, you talk about putting your money where your mouth is. Mm-hmm. I like to think that Tom Hanks has done this. Like, yeah. he has done that now. Or he had already done it, but has certainly done it by this point in the game. Movies, like miniseries, like he did, like Band of Brothers and things mm-hmm. like that. I don't want to make light of that stuff. That was really important. I think it's shed a light on what it is to be a soldier that not everybody gets to see. Mm-hmm. But things like this, there's things like that that help in the moment. And then there's things like this. That this company is going to be around a lot longer than Tom is. And I'm not trying to be morbid here, but
right.
it is.
Yeah.
So the giving to the soldiers and their families is going to continue long after his career is done and things. Yep. I can't think of anything like this, mm-hmm. especially that an actor has done, that a celebrity has done. Every person that barks and mm-hmm. complains about, hey, shut up and dribble. Hey, mm-hmm. actor, I don't want to hear your political beliefs. I don't care about what you think or anything. Mm-hmm. I don't begrudge you those thoughts, but keep in consideration, you take away that, you take away things like this too. Mm-hmm. You're losing out on a lot more mm-hmm. than just hearing an actor ramble about their political beliefs or mm-hmm. something like that.
Sure.
It goes a lot farther than we realize. That's pretty darn cool.
That is so neat that he's doing that. Wow.
I want to get into this one with you, Katrina, and just have some fun with this. So we'll do this. We'll take a break right here. We'll come back and dive into this one. Surprising jobs celebrities had before they were famous.
Ooh.
We'll have some fun with that when we come back here on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Katrina and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. We are going to continue our entertainment segment here and to get into some surprising jobs celebrities had before they were famous. Dive right in. BuzzFeed put together a list of surprising jobs, and we're going to get into some of them, like Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg, of course, been around a long time.
Yeah.
She worked as a morgue beautician, but after seeing an ad in the paper, she's also a licensed beautician for living people.
Okay.
So living and dead.
Okay.
I would have never guessed that.
Never would have guessed it. No. Huh. Mm-mm.
Interesting. She's never really played a character like that does any of that too. I think she was in the movie Soap or Soap Dish or
yes.
something like that.
Yep.
I don't mm-hmm. I don't remember if her character did that or that, but interesting.
Interesting.
Taylor Swift. Her family lived on a Christmas tree farm growing up, and her job was to pick the praying mantis pods off of the trees so they wouldn't hatch inside people's homes. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Right, probably because it's too cold for them here.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Good point, yes. That's pretty cool. What an interesting job.
Mm-hmm.
Gabrielle Sidibe, you may know her from Precious and some other mm-hmm. things like that. She worked at a couple of different jobs, different stores and factories. Let's see. Megan Fox. Mm-hmm. She worked at a smoothie shop in Florida, which included dressing up as a giant banana. There are pictures of that, I have no doubt. There are
I'm
definitely
sure.
pictures of that out there. I don't know how she feels about them, but
mm-hmm.
Christopher Walken. Christopher Walken, one of the greater actors we've ever seen. He was a lion tamer trainee when he was 16.
No way. That's great.
That, for some reason, doesn't shock me. I don't know why, but for some reason, with Christopher Walken, that doesn't surprise me. I'm not sure why, but it just doesn't. Ashton Kutcher.
Mm-hmm.
That 70s show,
yep.
been in a handful of movies
yeah,
and everything.
Yeah, a handful of things.
He actually seems like he's almost more or just as famous now as he was during his, whatever the peak of his career was.
He hasn't been in very many movies.
Yeah, he hasn't been anything. He's done a really, he's been dedicating himself to fighting sex trafficking work.
Oh,
and
right.
like throughout
right,
the world
right.
and everything. Mm-hmm. He's been putting a lot of time and energy and money into
mm-hmm.
that. Again, when you tell people to shut up and dribble or just shut up and read lines, that's mm-hmm. what you take away when you take away those things. Ashton Kutcher's out there saving lives literally
yeah.
right now.
Mm-hmm.
He worked in a cereal factory sweeping Cheerio dust. He also skinned deer in a butcher shop.
Hmm. Okay.
Interesting.
Makes him the character he is today.
It does. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. He is a Midwest kid, so he
yeah,
is a Midwesterner. I want to say he's from Iowa
okay.
or something like that.
Okay.
Boy, I'm not. I know he's from the Midwest. I'm just not sure if it was Iowa or not. That's going to bother me. Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Ha! Cedar Rapids, Iowa. That's where he's from. Just had to Google it.
Good job.
I was going to drive you crazy if I didn't look it up.
You're way quicker on the Google than I could be. My goodness.
Hey, well, all right. Matthew McConaughey, certainly one of the more celebrated actors that we have had around for quite some time now. Matthew is what we were saying about Tom Hanks earlier. You can say a very similar thing about Mr. McConaughey. He has turned his career around from being kind of a character, silly actor, to being one of the more celebrated, appreciated actors we have in our game today. McConaughey spent a year in Australia as an exchange student where he would clean up chicken coops. I heard him talk about that in the interview once.
Okay.
He actually enjoys that kind of work, getting his hands dirty and stuff.
Nice. It's kind of cool hearing those backside stories of like what they did or what they like to do. You know, we think of them as like, oh, they don't want to break a nail, right?
Right.
But
it's
like, no. They're humans too.
Well, you look at like Harrison Ford is such a great example of this. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you right now, if Harrison Ford isn't on a movie set, he's got a piece of wood in his hand and he's carving or he's fixing something or whatever. Mm-hmm. He is a carpenter. Mm-hmm. In early interviews, he would actually say, I'm a carpenter first and an actor second. Like he loves that world, nice. Loves doing that stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting you said that, Kat, because Simu Lee is one of the bigger names in the Marvel Universe now. He's an up-and-coming star. He is Shang-Chi in the Ten Rings. Mm-hmm. He was the star of that. Mm-hmm. Well, as a superhero now, this is kind of interesting. He would dress up as Spider-Man for kids' birthday parties.
Oh, that's funny. He came back.
Yeah, just all comes full circle. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. And Lucy Liu, just a wonderful actress, wonderful human being. She worked as an acrobatic instructor, mm-hmm. and a secretary and a hostess. Mm-hmm. Many jobs. She worked a lot of different stuff. And earlier, we were talking about Tom Hanks. Well, how about Mr. Hanks? What did he used to do?
What did he do?
Tom used to... He sold peanuts and soda at a baseball stadium when he was 14 years old.
Oh, that's great.
That was his big job when he was young.
I could see him being great at that.
Absolutely. One of the biggest things you could do as an actor is to be able to project. Mm-hmm. And I mean, in that scenario right there, peanuts! I mean, he could definitely... Oh, I can imagine he'd be great at that. I think it's also kind of interesting. So almost all of these jobs involve working with other people or working with the public. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's a coincidence that you have people that were able to go into a field where you are working for the public, working with the public or working, being in front of the public eye and all that. I think that there's something to that. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. I don't know. I can't think of anything really else. I mean, now I've kind of been able to, in the last 10 years of my life, be able to be that surviving artist. Mm-hmm. I've really been able to put my focus on I don't really do a lot of the traditional jobs anymore. But when I was younger, I did just about every weird job there was. Mm-hmm. I think the strangest thing I ever did actually was talking about with our Alice in Dairyland the other week. When my parents first moved up to Wisconsin and we got to live together again and everything, and we moved to Rapids, my parents, they didn't have a job right away. So, as a young kid, 12, 13 years old, was trying to help my parents find out, doing odd jobs and try to make a couple bucks. And, shoveling driveways during winter or raking leaves, that kind of thing was your MO. But when we moved here, there was neither of those things to do. So I was just literally going to like a couple of houses, knocking on doors and saying, hey, is there any odd jobs you need done?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
What a character building.
I knock on this one door, this lady, it was a beautician shop. It was, I wish I could remember the name of it. It was right like a couple blocks away from Washington School.
Okay.
I think it's even still there. I don't know if it's still open, but this wonderful lady answered the door. My first job I kind of did was sweeping up hair in my Aunt Nay's hair salon. Mm-hmm. So that's what I figured she'd have me do. So I just said, hey, I've swept hair before. I could do that. She said, well, I don't have a need for that right now. But could you milk my... I have two goats in the back. Can you milk them and cut their hooves or trim their hooves?
What?
And my family needed money. So I just kind of fibbed and said, yeah. yeah, I could do that. Luckily, this lady saw right through me because I was not trying to act in the moment. No. I was just trying to like get the job. And she's, well, okay, but you know, I'll talk you through it.
Yeah.
And so I went back there and I milked this goat and I clipped the both of its front hooves and then the other one did the same thing. And this day I can feel those the goats.
Udders.
Yeah, yeah, the udders. Yeah, I can feel just one of the weirdest things I've ever done in my life.
Did you do it multiple times or only that one time?
Just that one time.
Interesting.
Years later, I went back and stopped by there just to say it was during trick or treating. That's
okay.
Something like that. It was that, or I was selling something for like Merrill's or something.
Sure.
But I stopped by there and she remembered me.
Okay.
And we got talking and I had to confess to her. I'm like, you know, I never did any of this. She's like, oh, I knew. I knew you didn't do it before.
She's like, I was willing to give you a chance, yeah, though. That's cool.
She gave me $20 for that. You know, as a kid, that meant a lot. That was a big deal. I think it was like,
and she probably just realized that, like, hey, you needed the money more, and I just happened to have a simple job. Well, not simple. Also, goats in the city. Cool.
Yeah, yeah. I never would have guessed that. I don't know why they were there. I don't know what they were doing there. But yeah,
or
it was pretty.
They should have been there.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. I don't know. But do you have any? Like, obviously, you've worked at the Family Natural Foods since you were a kid.
I mean, weird jobs. Let's see. I mean, I used to stamp magazines all the time when I was there and dust shelves. But I'm trying to think weird jobs. Mm. Like, I didn't have like a weird job, but my mom really. So my grandfather always thought it was important to like. Sell, like, I guess, peddle vegetables, like, to the neighbors. And my mom thought it was important for us to learn that.
Oh.
And so one time we had to go through our neighborhood and do that. And all three of us kids were, like, felt very awkward knocking on the door. Do you want to buy a pumpkin? But my mom was like, it's very important. You need to learn how to do this. This is how you do it. And because my grandfather taught that to her. So she was teaching that on to us. And I just remember us all being like, can we never do that again, please? Like, we got our lesson out of it. It was a hard thing, but also I get it. Like, you know, it was something like you had to do that, right? It's a good thing to learn and to know how to do and to feel that uncomfortable and to grow from it. Or how can I change that? Or what can I do so it doesn't make me feel comfortable? That's the first thing that came to my mind. But that wasn't that weird of a job.
But I could see how, as a kid, you'd feel awkward and uncomfortable doing it. I could see as a parent, boy, is that a great life lesson. Mm-hmm. That's a good move by mom on that one.
Count money and things like that, which, you know, farmer's market essentially. Walking farmer's market.
Well, and interacting with people and look what you do now and all that. I mean, that the two go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. It's interesting how these things that we can do, they seem like they may not tie into our life and that they do. There's those, and then there's the frustration of like things we learn, like geometry or something like that, or algebra. I've never used algebra once in my adult life. Like,
right. Why did I take up that space in my brain?
Why did I learn Latin? Why? I've never used Latin once. Uh-huh. Nobody speaks it. Looking at what's new on your small screen tonight, the 90th annual Christmas in Rockefeller Center will kick off at 7 o'clock on NBC. The 2-hour 8th season finale of The Masked Singer is on Fox at 7. The series premiere of Willow on Disney Plus. Warwick Davis returns as the dwarven sorcerer Willow. I am very curious about that.
Mm-hmm.
I love the movie. The original movie and everything of Val Kilmer, all that. Yeah. Loved it.
Right.
I'm really curious to see how that looks. So that is going to be an interesting one. That is what's new on your small screen. Did want to mention as well tonight on the talk show circuit on tonight, Jimmy Fallon has Dolly Parton on.
Mm.
And as we are the head, we cover everything that is Dolly Parton, and we felt we should let you know that. So
you guys really do.
That was not intentional. That is not. But for any,
she's going to come sometime, and she's going to be like, well, I hear. Rumor has it.
Oh, God. I would be. I pride myself on being able to keep my cool around anybody. No way. Mm-hmm. No way I'd be, at least for the first 5 minutes. The first 5 minutes around that woman, I'm just a quiet, just like in awe.
Mm-hmm.
Like then maybe I would get my cool. Then maybe something. It'd take at least 5 minutes. We're going to take a break, get to Melissa's news. We'll come back. We've got a couple of fun stories. We've got the 10 cars most likely to make it to 250,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And Never Have I Ever. We got a Never Have I Ever coming up. All that for you right here after Mel's News on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR. So not really a winter wonderland out there right now, but there is some flurries.
Yeah.
There is some flurries. Mm-hmm. We'll have that in no time. So nobody be, you know, worrying too much about the winter wonderland. We'll be getting it soon enough.
Absolutely.
We have some fun stuff I wanted to touch on. And this is an interesting one, Katrina. If you're looking for a new car and hope to be driving it for the next several decades, mm-hmm. this list is for you.
Great. Let me have it.
A new study looked at what the makes and models most likely to get you to 250,000 miles. Mm-hmm. And if you want your next ride to be on the road that long, your best bet's probably a truck or an SUV.
Okay.
8 of the top 10 are trucks and SUVs, including the Toyota Sequoia at number 1. The only two cars on the list are also Toyotas, a Toyota Prius and a Toyota Avalon. Before all you Toyota owners get too excited, your chances of hitting 250,000 miles in any car aren't great. Even in the top 10, only about 1% lasts that long.
Right.
Here are the top 10 cars and trucks and SUVs that likely to last you a quarter of a million miles. As I said, the Toyota Sequoia, 1% of them made it to at least 2,970 miles. Toyota Land Cruiser, Chevy Subaru, Toyota Tundra, GMC Yukon XL, the Toyota Prius, the Chevy Tahoe, the Honda Ridgeline, Toyota Avalon, and the Toyota Highlander Hybrid.
Wow, a lot of Toyota.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I was double checking just to see like who did this list and everything. did Toyota do this list? I mean, website IC Cars is where this came from, and they just collected a ton of different data that I'm not going to bore the audience with. But you can go to iccars.com to find the complete article and the details of how they came up with this. But yeah, it is not a sponsored thing or nothing like that. So it wasn't mm-hmm. like Toyota or one of these car companies, you know, doing that kind of thing. This list is great, and the data we get from these are great. Your dad or your uncle or somebody like that is going to tell you they have the answer,
exactly.
And that they just go to them. They will tell you. They will know.
I've been doing this for years.
Yep. Any question I have, like most things in life, especially now in today's day and age where we walk around with these supercomputers,
mm-hmm.
If I have a question, I just go to the search engine and just look it up real quick.
Right.
Except for when it comes to vehicles.
Yeah.
Comes to vehicles, I go to my papa and my dad mm-hmm. first and foremost. Mm-hmm. Then I'll go to a search engine.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that like the not just that information and the knowledge of vehicles, but the type of vehicle you like, I think that gets handed down similarly to like music.
Yes, yeah, so your family has like Jeeps in there.
Not so much, but that's a great tag. Nicely done. My dad loved Monte Carlos and like those kind of style of vehicles, and I like his big thing was something that is agile and safe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I look at Jeeps. I look at them as that very much like that.
Absolutely.
I think a lot of, so maybe not as much brands as it is your style of vehicle mm-hmm. or the kind of vehicle you're looking for or what you're looking for in a vehicle mm-hmm. even. Some people it's all about style. Some people it's all about safety or transportation mm-hmm. or just get me
or
to
mileage.
A to B.
Everybody has different characteristics.
I think a lot of that, whether we think about it or not, I think a lot of that gets handed down to us from our parents, our elders.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
I wouldn't have ever thought about it until reading this article, though. I didn't think much about that one way or the other before.
Yeah, thanks. You got to thank your dad and your papa, then.
Yeah, definitely will, yes. Yeah. pretty much every day I could probably do that.
Mm-hmm.
There's bound to be something that I should be thanking them for.
Mm-hmm.
We will take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and we'll get into some more fun here on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back to the morning show here on WFHR, locally grown radio. Kat and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. Thanks so much for joining us on this Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So here's an interesting one that I don't think I've ever thought about this before. And that is very rare for an overthinker like me.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear what you're thinking about there.
61% of Americans, 61% are worried they'll be out-gifted by someone this year.
Oh, gosh.
So that's when the gift you give wasn't as good as the gift you got? And the people most likely to do this, wait a minute, hold up. Okay, so they got to read that again. That's when the gift you gave wasn't as good as the gift you got. I guess I never, I don't know. I don't really think about this stuff. I feel really ridiculous right now.
I think it's a good thing that you haven't thought about that, James. So yeah, I look at that as a positive.
I also feel a little silly, though. Like, I'm a grown man. I've never thought about it.
Yeah.
So, and the people most likely to do this, that the outgift us, moms.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, all day long. Mm-hmm.
People were asked who the best gift giver in their family is, and moms got the most votes overwhelmingly. Mm-hmm. It was followed by, I'm the best gift giver, and with 20% of the vote. So either people think that the mom is the best gift giver, or they are.
Yes, right.
Significant others were third on the list, then dads wrapped it up. And last place, babies.
Okay.
Well,
babies, I mean, they're not gift giving really too much.
You know,
like, your significant other might say, hey, we're going to buy this for your mom or something like that. But then it's your significant other buying it, essentially, right?
I'm kind of glad this topic came up because you're right. It's sweet when that happens. But I mean, come on, kids. Come on. I mean, give me this whole, I'm only two, mm-hmm. I'm only three, mm-hmm. I don't even know what money is, right. I don't have a purse or a wallet. These are excuses. Get out there, get your parents something. They brought you into this world, all right? You're already 3 years old, okay? Right. It's not like you're one. Mm-hmm. You're already three. Get a mm-hmm. job. One of my favorite things in the world is when, like, the gifts that I've gotten from my kids when mm-hmm. they were too little, they actually give them to me. Yeah. I don't do this anymore, but for a very long time, for like almost 20 years, I always had a fish tank. Mm-hmm. I love fish. I think they're calming, relaxing. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like a fish tank. My ex got a fish tank to give me from my son and daughter. Mm-hmm. And I still have it, even though I have not used it in probably 10 years.
But you have it for the time when you're ready for more fish in your world.
Yeah, and just sentimentally. Like, even if I never have another fish tank the rest mm-hmm. of my life, I will always have that tank.
You can repurpose it. You can put something else really cool in it.
Don't do that.
Like a plant in there.
Yeah.
I mean, depends on how big it is, but like a plant.
That's a good idea. Uh-huh. That's a good. I was thinking of flipping it over and doing something like I like that. I like keeping it there and putting a plant in there.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's good.
We're just decorating here for you today.
I like it. I need all the help I can get. That is good. I don't know really what you can necessarily take from this other than maybe we could all be better at gift giving.
Yeah, or not be so hard on ourselves if we're not having the most perfect gift. Because how often some people are naturally not gift givers, right? We talk about love languages. There's like mm-hmm. five different love languages. One of them is giving gifts or wanting to receive gifts. But like I don't need gifts. Like I don't need gifts to feel like satisfied or happy. But I think it's fun to give gifts to people.
Yeah.
But I feel like also I'd rather give a gift to a person at any point and not because it's your birthday or because it's Christmas, et cetera, et cetera. Like authentic, thoughtful gifts, I think are way more important than because I had to and I only had one more day before it was Christmas and now I had to get you something.
Yeah.
That's never fun.
Yeah.
Who likes to be in that position?
No, nobody.
I got
nobody.
You soap. Right? Everybody needs soap.
Yeah.
You know?
I couldn't agree with you more. I actually, like, because the older I get, the more I realize I'm just a poor version of my father. My dad, so notoriously known for this, gift giving for no reason other than the day ended in a Y. Mm-hmm. My whole life, I can remember us running late for something and him be like, oh, wait. And we got to stop at the store so my dad can pick up something from my mom. Mm-hmm. And I think it's their anniversary or something. No, he just hit him and he wanted to do something for her.
Sweet.
Like he's always been that way. And he's not just like that with them, but he was like that with us kids and stuff too. So that's
his act of love. He shows it by giving gifts.
And I having a little bit of an epiphany moment here, actually live on the air, because I'm realizing, oh my God, I have the same love language as my father. I never thought about this before, but yeah, I'm very similar. I don't think I'm as crazy as he was in some ways about it.
Sure.
Like my dad might spend like the last $10 he has, like just mm-hmm. to get like my mom a gift or something mm-hmm. like that. I don't know if I'm to that extreme, but I'm a lot like that. Mm-hmm. Wow, I never realized that.
Huh. All right, here we go.
Interesting. 31% of people said that they like giving gifts more than receiving them. Only 19% said getting gifts is better. 44% they enjoy both equally.
So you'd rather gift then, right, James?
Oh, 100%. Mm-hmm. I get awkward with giving when I get things, when I'm given things. Mm-hmm. I can't even handle, like, you and Katrina, you and Steven have been very nice to like, give us some stuff here at the office and everything. Even that makes me uncomfortable. Even that I get awkward about. I appreciate it.
We're trying to help you with that every time we're here, you know, little bits.
Slowly, little by little, kind of work me into being better about that. So, yeah, giving is so much more easier and fun. I like giving. And yes, we're competitive about it. 62% of us are trying to be the best gift giver in our family this year. I don't know about that, but I will say that I do try to, I compete with myself. I do try to outdo myself from like last year to the next year, that kind of thing. But I don't really pay attention to what the Joneses are doing or what my sister or brother or any of that kind of stuff. Right. We all kind of do our own thing. Mm-hmm. We're all kind of very different people. So whatever I'm going to do is going to be completely different to what Jill or Nick is going to do.
Yeah, I feel like I have years where I'm like, I gave a really good gift. And then other years I'm like, you got chocolate. That's what you got.
The top three things we consider when buying someone a gift are how much they'll like it, how much it costs, and how it compares to what we got them last year. Interesting.
Sure. Comparisons.
Really, I think the end result from this to me is give with your heart and receive with your heart and pay little attention to the outside factors or these things. If you give mom and dad this and your sibling gives them this, you know, so what? Mom and dad, guess what? Mom and dad love you the same anyway.
Exactly.
You know? And the kids, like especially parents, we overthink this one, I think, a lot, and rightfully so. I think it's not a bad thing that we necessarily do. We want our kids to have a great Christmas. We want them to have a good Hanukkah. We want them to have good holidays and that. But chances are whatever you're doing is going to be just fine. Yeah. You know, the worrying about it, the stressing about it. My mom and dad used to fret so much about not having anything to give me for Christmas. I'm fine. I'm a perfect. Well, look, I'm a little weird. We all understand that and everything. And I'm a little off, but not in a dangerous way, not in a bad way, more of in a funny ha ha way. More. it wasn't the end all be all. What I remember are having like family over and going to see family and that stuff. I mean, it could be so much. Chances are, what you're getting your 4 or 5 year old for Christmas, they're probably not going to remember.
Right. I mean, also, let's just talk about we get. Give kids way too much stuff.
Very true. Very
way
true.
Too much
yes.
stuff.
Yes. And it's cool. That's not. I don't think it's such a bad thing. But keep that in mind when you are giving them things. Like, you know, chances are you're going to be giving them something in January or February too. You know.
Yeah. So. Exactly.
We have some good stories of the day we want to touch on real quick. Just a couple. A cop on Long Island just delivered his 5th baby in 5 years.
Nice.
He got a punch card and he gets a free donut. No, I'm joking. A woman gave birth in her living room on Saturday and he helped coach her through it. Now people are calling him the baby whisperer.
Right?
That's fantastic.
He might be going to be a midwife now.
Man, a big thank you to that officer.
Right.
Talk about parts of the job that they don't train you for.
I was going to say, did he have any formal training? Yeah. Just his kids of his own or what?
I wonder, because especially as a guy, we like to do these things. You know, we like streaks. I wonder if, like, next year he's going to be looking for this situation so he can get, like, 6 years in a row of doing this.
Yes.
It's a great story. Shout out to him. A guy flew from California to South Carolina to see his family for Thanksgiving last week, and they knew he wouldn't make it for Christmas this year, so his grandma surprised him by doing Christmas early, and it's on video. She put her tree up, had everyone bring a gift, and he got pretty emotional about it. It's a really cool video.
Nice.
You could tell it meant something different to him, you know? A guy in Georgia named Denver Peterson is using his Christmas tree to pay tribute to veterans again this year. He runs a mobile museum called Military History Preservation Group. All his ornaments are photos of vets he's met in person. This year's tree has 184 of them on it.
Wow.
That is really cool.
That is really cool.
I love to see that our society is always looking for different ways to impact and to help our veterans, to help our soldiers. We locally around here over the last couple of months, you saw the signs out on street lamps and everything of former veterans.
Yes.
I thought that was really cool. Mm-hmm. The story we did earlier about Mr. Hanks and what he's doing in that organization. We're looking for more and more ways to do this.
Mm-hmm.
We're not, and this isn't me taking shots at the government or anything like that, but we're not sitting back and waiting for congressmen and senators and presidents to pass bills. Mm-hmm. We're going to action. We're doing something right now. They should be on that. They should be passing bills. They should be doing those things, but we're not going to wait for them to do that, and we're going to do something in the meantime.
Yep.
A woman in D.C. named Rosie Grant is in the news thanks to her TikTok page where she posts recipes found on gravestones. Huh?
Wait, recipes found on gravestones?
What? Having your own signature recipe engraved on your headstone is a thing, apparently. She just used a snickerdoodle recipe for Thanksgiving. It came from a woman named Annabella Gunderson, who is buried in California.
Wow, interesting.
I never heard of that before.
I've never seen it before on a grave. But now I'm going to have to look next time.
Right? Yeah.
Next time I go to a cemetery.
We wanted to wrap up with a couple things. One quote of the day, and again, thank you, Katrina, for the idea. Love this. The creative is the place where no one else has ever been. You have to leave the city of your comfort and go into the wilderness of your intuition. You can get there by bus. You can't get there by bus, only by hard work and risking and by not quite knowing what you are doing. Mm-hmm. And risking and not by not knowing what we're quite doing. Alan Alda.
Wow.
That's a good one.
That's a really good one.
I like that one. Mm-hmm. And one more time, another good story of the day. All of our winners and qualifiers for the Great Green Bay Giveaway.
Yes.
Big shout out to Petra Ingelhall from Scandinavia, Wisconsin. She registered at La Taqueria, and Petra won a $50 gift card from La Taqueria. Dave Colby from Rapids, he registered at Jennings and got a $50 gift card from Jennings. And Ken Hilgers from Nakusa, he registered at Piggly Wiggly, got a $50 gift card from them. And Brenda Petrowski from Adams, Wisconsin, she registered at Hoozles at the Lakes, got a $50 gift card from them. Please keep in mind, somebody here at the studios will contact you when those gift cards are here at the studio, when you can come pick them up. Mm-hmm. And send a big congratulations to Dave Colby, Green Bay giveaway winner. Dave Colby won himself two tickets to the Minnesota Green Bay game.
Yay.
Congratulations,
so
Dave.
Exciting.
That's a big one. That's a great one. We'll be announcing these winners again tomorrow. We'll be getting a hold of everybody. A big shout out to all these businesses and to the best listeners and radio, every one of you participating in this. Thank you so much, everybody. And a big thank you to our friends at Family Natural Foods, letting us bower Katrina for the morning. Thank you so much for that. Always good to hang out with you, Katrina.
Always fun. Thank you.
We wish you and yours a great holiday season. And, we'll probably talk to you before then and everything. But have a great one. And thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll be back tomorrow with more here. Well, you know what, Heather? You can say it a lot better. You go ahead and do it.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.